Father, we do thank you so much for Jesus. Lord, as we sing that song, those things called impossible, as I was quickening my heart, I put my name right there. But for God, Jesse is impossible. Thank you. I do thank you. I glory in your name. We glory in your power. We glory in your strength, Lord God. Thank you for this love, Lord, that you have so poured forth to us throughout our lives, Lord God, as we're about to read this good fight of faith, the fiery trials. Lord, I believe we're beginning to thank you for them. Lord, because it's your word that works effectually, and I will say in us, because by your grace, we believe. We believe. Lord, because the hearing by your grace has been mixed with faith. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. May it increase this morning. May we walk out of here soaring with more praise for you. We give you that glory and honor and thanksgiving. In your beautiful name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad I know I'm impossible. I'm glad he lets me know. But honey, I made you just for me. Thank you, Lord. He gets personal with me sometimes, so I hope you don't mind. It is, amen, isn't it? Wonderful. 1 Peter, let's go on over there today. We'll begin reading from verse 7. 1 Peter 1, 7. That the trial of your faith, isn't that wonderful? Your faith, the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Oh my goodness. See, your faith, much more precious than gold that perishes, your faith, though it be tried with fire, it gets hot. It's hot believing God. It's fiery believing God. Because that's the impossible that we're faced with. And it's got to be fiery because it's got to burn off that impossible. And it gets me to see, praise be to God, that nothing's hard for my God. He's so perfect. He's so perfect. But this is a journey, brothers and sisters, the most precious journey, the trial of your faith. And it's amazing, this entire life of testing, how beautiful it is to God, this wonderful proving ground. Not to prove me, but he proves himself. He proves himself over and over. Even in your unbelief, honey, I abide faithful. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. You're mine. You're of me. I cannot deny myself. Let him speak this to you. Take that intimacy this morning. I'm holy. Aren't you thankful? I'm holy. I'm righteous. Because of what he's done. Because of his heart, because of his plan. And it is finished. It's done. It will never go back. In that blood, praise God, I'm brand new. Brand new. All things, all things, all them old things and all things are passed away. It's all been made new. Praise his name. But that's just the beginning. Because now let's go where I know that we are at, brothers and sisters. And that moves right on over to chapter 4. Sweet Peter, I sure love my brother. Gets a little bit more honed in here. Chapter 4, verse 12. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial. See, God, as we started with this whole life of fiery, tested faith, but now we're honing in on that fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. Rejoice, but rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, of his sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. And on their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. He's all about his glory. And he's all about you to be glorified together with him. Amen. Joint heirs, amen. Husband and wife, glorified together with him. But as sweet brother Peter was encouraged, as brother Paul so magnified, the glory, praise his name, is in that life of jointly suffering together with Christ Jesus. But brothers and sisters, it becomes that one trial. It becomes that fiery ordeal that Peter's speaking of. I'm talking about the one that has happened to you or the one that just might be happening to you right now. But that is the one that's the glory appearing trial. Did you hear that? The glory appearing trial. The glory resting upon you trial. The glorified together with him trial. Praise God. It's the jewel of our lives. It's the crowning jewel of our life, brothers and sisters. Those defining trials that God so graciously bestows to his beloved. The Lord, as he was taking me through this, we know these so individually, but oftentimes, these greatest trials are for the whole body of believers. Amen. We enter into these things. Praise the Lord. I believe God is called as a portion of that in this meeting to be in that rib portion. Absolutely. Because he has graced us, hallelujah, to have enlightened eyes of understanding to go after Paul's gospel. That gospel of glorified together with him. The gospel of the glory. The gospel of, praise God, the glory of his grace. Isn't that wonderful? I love grace and glory. But I also love, praise be to God, the glory of his grace. And I see it. And by the grace of God, it's apprehended me. Just like it's apprehended you, child of God. But may we now apprehend that which has apprehended us. And I thank God that we go into these trials oftentimes in this body of believers. A full overcoming trial that is there for all. Because God is no respecter of his glory. Do you know that? He's no respecter of person. And he's no respecter of his glory. He would that all men be saved and come to the full knowledge. The complete, exact, intimate knowledge of the truth. The glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, brothers and sisters, that same trial, and I pray to me and I pray to you, it's the one that is the triumph and overcoming of our life. But to another, it can be the trial that washed them right away. And you wonder, how could this be? Was God just faithful to one and not to the other? Well, we know, no. Was that trial only good for one person and not for the other? No. Because I know, as children of the King, he has meant it for our good. And I know that because God has that promise. that he'll withhold nothing good from our lives, that all trials by the grace of God, I believe it, are for our good. And in his faithfulness, praise God, he tells us, I afflict you. In my faithfulness, I will afflict you. Because praise be to God, it's in that land of affliction that you begin to really know the power of God. You begin to know the strength of God that you can only know in your weakness. Praise be to God. Now, brothers and sisters, know this. For it to be this full, overcoming, glorious, monumental trial for our lives, we need to look to the Word of God. When we face any trial in our own strength, it will wipe us out. In the trial, by the grace of God, we need to be looking to the Word for our victory. We need to be seeking the Word of God for our answers. Because when we go by feeling in a trial, when we go by man's thoughts in a trial, you'll always be defeated in the trial. Amen. Brothers and sisters, I was thinking of this in God so sweetly, what fellowship we have in him. Those mighty men of David. David had these mighty men. They were the men that were, I'll tell you, they were a sort, weren't they? That one was so sad there weren't any more giants to take their heads. It said of that other sweet brother, it says, his hand melded to the sword. It was just going all the time. By the grace of God, I want that. Amen. I want that. Praise be to God. It's a wonderful thing. We want that power, hallelujah, of the love of God shed abroad, that we don't walk in fear. We walk with enlarged steps of boldness in truth. Praise his name. Now, they defended the king, no matter the situation or the cost. And praise be to God, they were always mighty men. If you read about these mighty men that were with David, they were mighty men of David before his failure with Bathsheba. But praise be to God, they were mighty men with the king after his failure with Bathsheba. Staying by his side, staying with the anointed of God. They stayed with God's choice. And I want you to think about this. Did you know Uriah, who was Bathsheba's husband, that David sent out in the front lines to, let's just say, not have him killed, to have him murdered? Uriah was a mighty man. He was one of the mighty men. And I will assure you that those other mighty men knew what happened to Uriah. They knew what went down. But mighty men are not swayed by man's opinions. And listen to this. Mighty men are not swayed by their own opinions. I got to get rid of not just maybe your opinion, but I've got to get rid of my opinion. Mighty men, by the grace of God, hallelujah, stay with God's choice. They leave the judgment, hallelujah, to God. Mighty men keep with the king's company. That's right. They stay with the king's company. And God help us through every trial, brothers and sisters, especially these magnificent trials that hit us and us who believe, that we would stay with the king's company. Praise the Lord that we know that these trials are for the body of Christ. As the Lord says, I'm searching for those. I'm seeking those that worship me in spirit and in truth. They're lovers of the word of the Lord. They're lovers, hallelujah, of my truth. Now, think about Noah. There was old Noah. What amazing delivery he had. The triumph, praise God, when God delivers him and his family through the flood. Not too long after, he gets drunk and naked in his tent. I see a couple of people putting their heads down right now. Get them back up. story gets better. It's a good story of the grace of God. Now, and he even got drunk on God's increase to him, if you really read the story. But his son Ham, he had these sons. His son Ham, as you know this story, he looked on his dad's nakedness. He looked on his dad's failure. And in that trial that faced the family at that time, Ham's choice ended up in Ham's descendants being basically the ones that would continue to fight against the things and the people of God. He became basically the line for the Arabian people. But there was his son, praise God. Sweet Shem. Shem and his brother Japheth, they were caught into that same trial. But instead of looking on the failure, it says that they went in backwards with a covering to cover their sweet daddy. And praise God, they would not look on their father's failure. Oh, they knew it was there, but that wasn't something that needed to be seen. And praise be to God, the faithfulness of Shem, and to his life, Shem became one of the great, 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 great grandfathers of Abraham and of the Israelites. I think about the 12 spies. Brother Ty was speaking of that today. There they were sent into the promised land. Isn't that something? I'm so thankful. I'm not going to go send out any spies for me to go see the promised land. I walk in it every day. Hallelujah. But at this time, they decided we got to get 12, one out of every tribe, and we'll go ahead and send them on in there because we need to see what the report is. Let's check this out. Let's see if it's safe. Well, those 12 that went in there, they all saw the giants in the land. They all saw that these not were only giants, they were the children of Anak. They were the giant of the giants that were in that land. But only two of those 12 came back out, Caleb and Joshua. And in seeing those giants, they saw God's faithfulness. In seeing those giants, they saw as mighty men of God the promises of God. They saw the beauty in the impossibility that was always in God's promise. God's promise is always something you can't achieve. God's promises are something that are so far beyond you and your goodness, your strength, your merit. Because that's God. Amen. But those were the two, hallelujah, that rejoiced in the opportunity that God was going to do the impossible. That they went forward into the promises. We know the story. And the 10 others that feared, they never entered into the promise. They all died of disease in the desert. The same defining trial, by faith in the word of God, by faith in the word of God, defines mighty men and women of God. But that same mighty trial, when you see it in unbelief, when you see it in man's mind, when you see it in man's reasoning, it can be the destroying moment of your life. And that's the truth. And brothers and sisters, I can testify of that in my life. I can testify of the faithfulness of God in my life. And I thank the Lord as those times will come upon. Don't be quick to judge. Don't even be quick to speak. Be quick to pray. I thank the Lord in those times that, you know what, really, I get beside myself. So beside myself that self goes away. And most times I find myself face down on the ground, praying and worshiping God. Because it's beyond me. I'm thankful to the Lord that I'll fall apart quick and trust God. Amen. That it's not like, okay, what do I got to do to fix this problem? That is my initial reaction oftentimes. But I thank the Lord that he brings me to these things that I know immediately. We're done, but for God. It's over, but God's got it. Enemies running around in my house rampant. I've told you that. It was so sweet to the Lord in my life. Praise God. There wasn't one thing to do but have a prayer meeting. And we hadn't had a prayer meeting like that before, but it was time. It was appointed. It wasn't just something that we do out of a ceremony or it's this time of the day or something of that nature. I'm not trying to get into your life, but I'll tell you one thing. I love God to be spontaneous on me. Amen. I want to show up, but he gives the increase. I want to be ready, praise the Lord, to praise him and however he will move and lead in these things. But I thank God that, you know what, these were big events in their times, just like the big events in the defining trials in our time. Events, brothers and sisters, when we get disappointed. And I'm talking about even the disappointments when you fail. But even in disappointments as a family of God, when God's anointed fails, those that look at the man will be demolished. But those that look at God through it, the spirit of the glory of God will rest upon you. It'll rest upon you. Amen. Yeah, it just kind of hunkers down there. Because at that time you need a covering. And it's really got to be the glory of God. Because these are trying times. These are those monumental trials. Events like the word of God promising Canaan to Israel. And yet there were giants in the land. It's just like us, brothers and sisters, the better promises that we are given. And specifically, I'm thinking of today, the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And just like, praise the Lord, I thank God for that brokenness that he gives me over and over. But just as we were singing, God in any rivers, those things called impossible, I'm impossible. See, when I look, at the exceeding abundant, above all we ask or think, promises of God. When I look at that in my own vision, in my own strength, I'm going to be defeated. When I look at that and I look at me and thinking, how can I attain to that? It's over. I give up. It can't be. But praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. When we call those things which be not as though they were, I begin to soar. When I begin to, as my brother David said, Lord, I need your mercy because I'm holy, because I'm righteous. Because you cannot deny yourself. I begin to rise up. I begin to thank God. I begin to praise him. Hallelujah. I don't have to sit in defeat anymore. I want to be the one that knows and believes. Go on over to 1 John as we close this up. 1 John chapter 3. Oh, Lord, just stir this up in us. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. Beloved, oh, those bridal words. Now are we the sons of God. Not someday, now. Now are we the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. Why does it say it doth not appear? Why does it say that? It doth not yet appear. Because it doth not yet appear. And I'm right here with you telling you, hallelujah to God, that you know what? We are the sons of God, but at looking at me sometimes or looking at you sometimes, I pray and I thank God that this brother wrote this. It doth not yet appear. But we know. See, that's the best part of everything. I don't wonder. And I'm going to tell you, praise God, and I don't wonder about you. Because we know. We know. We know. We know. By faith we know. Those that see with their own eyes and perceive in their own minds are going to always be bitter. They're going to be judgmental. They're going to be defeated. They're going to be fearful. But when I see by the grace of God in the abundance of faith in the promises of the Word of God, I know that when I see Him, and I know that when you see Him, and I can say by the grace of God of what we know, my cherubim brethren. Isn't that wonderful? My cherubim brethren. Got wings that touch over the mercy seat. And the reason we know is because we don't look at one another. I see you by the grace of God in the blood of the mercy seat. And I can tell you truthfully, there ain't anything more beautiful. There ain't anything more lovely. Those wings that touch over the mercy seat. That I know that when I see Him and when you see Him, praise God, we'll be like Him. Like Him. Nothing but like Him. Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Let's just stand and praise the Lord. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Come on down if you want. Come on down and worship Him. Let's praise Him together. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Praise you, God. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, God. 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 Father, we thank you in Jesus' name, Lord. Lord, come in, God. And Lord, just fulfill, Lord, everything in these vessels that are praising you today and glorying in you today, Lord God. And Jesus, just have your way in these lives, Lord God, that are poured forth to you. Lord, we look to you to fill us up, God, and to have this overflowing, Lord God. God, bring this confidence, Lord Jesus, that only you can bring. God, that we do not fear, Lord, what man can do unto us. Lord, that we do not fear because perfect love casts out all fear. God, give us that boldness, Lord. Let us walk in the Spirit, Lord Jesus. God, let us know that our steps are ordered of the Lord, Lord God. These are before ordained good works that we should walk therein. And when we are weak, we are strong. That we glory in our infirmity. That, Lord, hallelujah, we are not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Lord, that you do give grace to the humble. Lord, that you meet the need of the downtrodden. That, Lord God, those that have been despised, Lord, you will lift up. And you will make known, hallelujah, that I have loved thee. Lord, thank you for the promises of your love to us. Lord, help us to fall in love with those promises that are yea and amen, that are forever and are true. Lord, we thank you and we give you glory, praise, and honor. and thanksgiving till we see you and are like you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.